Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
And good morning to all the best people I know out there. And boy, do we have a show that everybody can get value from. This show is something that we're all living through. What's going on in the country, in the United States of America, with this virus. So today I'm very honored to bring you two experts on this topic, because there is a lot of stuff out there that's just not true. You can call in and ask questions to our guests. I'll tell you a little bit about them in 2 seconds, but you can call in at 516-666-9845. 516-666-9845. Press 1 to speak with the host, and we'll get you right on, and you can speak with our guest. I'm going to just let you know a little bit about that hashtag that's on PPE. And the healthcare workers, now the rest of us in America, we're going back to work and we're trying to have life after the virus. And it seems as though we all need masks. So what we want to do is avoid the scams. We want to be educated. We need to know that there are real FDA registered guests that I have today, and they are on the CDC site. And not everything you're hearing is true. So today is all about get the facts. Chip Jackson, he's the owner of Bogart Labs, and prior to entering the manufacturing industry, Chip had a really impressive history in investment banking, high-level business development, and strategic marketing. He later moved into sourcing packaging for clients and ultimately opened his own manufacturing facility here in Sarasota, Florida, because I'm in Florida now, you guys. Finally made it. And Chip owns a CGMP certified manufacturing facility and the state of Florida as a regulatory entity. In addition, for the past 7 years, Chip's company, Bogart Labs, owns and operates a manufacturing facility in Shenzhen, China, if I'm saying that properly, Chip will correct me, with a team of Chinese-speaking employees. His long experience in the China manufacturing industry has afforded him partnership relationships with the most reputable factories in China. And there are some reputable factories. And Chip is going to educate us beyond belief. But we're also honored to have Suzanne Duray with us. But she's the owner of Convert. And she started and built 8 companies of her own within a variety of industries and worked with companies around the globe. She has extensive experience in business development, innovation, digital marketing, problem solving, sales process, startup companies, and fundraising. And business owners and corporate executives create stellar results impacting their bottom line, their profit goals, their growth, and they've improved their processes, functioning teams, and so much more. You can learn about Chip at BogartLabs.com and Suzanne that convert.com, and we are honored to have both of you sharing your shine with us today.
Thank you.
Chip?
Thank you.
Suzanne, yes.
Thank you very much.
So, Chip. Yes, you're here. You know, let's start with Chip and then go to Suzanne. I think what's going on out there that I'm hearing from everybody, everybody needs a mask, everybody wants a mask, and everybody thinks that if something is in China, it's bad, or people have been scammed, hospitals, real estate companies. I know as a realtor now with eXp Realty, we have to wear masks to show how to get them. Nobody knows how to get them, and nobody knows what's actually reputable. And everybody thinks anything in China is bad. Nobody understands that everything's made in China, even, you know, a lot of the 3M and the masks that people want. So could you explain to people listening exactly the truth of what is going on with mask manufacturing and what they need to know?
Well, from a distribution standpoint, a lot of the news that you see out there, the news people refer to 3M brands, for instance. And I think that the biggest thing that people need to know is that 3M is a brand, the same way that Honeywell is a brand, the same way that Walgreens has a brand or any national provider has a brand. That is not the type of mask. The type of mask is not a 3M mask. The type of mask that is being recommended specifically for healthcare workers and frontline personnel are N95 masks. And N95 is a directive, and that's a directive that's put out
yep.
by the CDC. I'm sorry? That's a directive that's put out
you
by the CDC.
You just cut out a little bit there, so I wanted to make sure that we heard you were saying about Walgreens and all of them. It's just like a brand, and then you were cut out a little bit. So if you could just repeat, start from there.
Okay, no problem. I was saying that those are brands. Those are not the type of masks. Those are just brands of masks. And because 3M is a very prominent brand here in the United States. That's what it seems that the news people talk about, not specifically the type of protection that people should be looking for. And healthcare workers specifically are in need of a certain type of mask, not a certain brand of mask. They should be looking for N95 masks. N95 is a directive that's been put out to say that the mask needs to be constructed in a certain way. And fit on your face and your head a certain way. And without that directive, the masks are just basically pieces of cloth that cover your mouth. It's not necessarily safe for a healthcare worker. Now, there's a different directive that the government has put out for non-healthcare workers and non-frontline people. And that is to keep us safe in our day-to-day activities or keep us somewhat safe in our day-to-day activities. And those are just three-ply masks, masks that can be purchased or even masks that can be made. So those are the different types of masks. As far as where the masks come from, where they're being manufactured, as a global initiative, the companies that are trying to produce these masks are trying to follow the CDC standard, which is the N95 standard. Now, the difference between trying to follow it and having the FDA check into it for you, that's the difference between a factory that's been in business for years and a factory that's been put into business within the last 2 to 3 months. So you have plenty of people that are out there trying to manufacture masks now, and they're trying to follow the standard. Unfortunately, the FDA isn't able to certify, and the CDC, they're not able to certify those new manufacturers and the things that they're doing. They're not able to certify them right now because obviously they're busy with other things. So although we can't say that they're not following the directive, we don't have a certifying agency able to say that they are following the right directive. Now, there are plenty of factories that manufacture masks that have been in this business long before our current crisis. And my recommendation would be that those are the factories that we should be depending on first and foremost. I don't want to take anything away from the new factories except to say that self-regulation, as we've seen in many other industries, doesn't always work. And right now, those factories are self-regulating themselves, as well as the new ones that are being put up all over the world, not just in China and in the United States, but in all countries, and they're hoping that these manufacturers are going to follow the guidelines. But hope and certification are two separate things. So it's very important, I think, that we try. Now, the thing about the 3M brand, for instance, and other brands like Honeywell, those brands, they have gone above and beyond to make sure that their manufacturing facilities are reputable and that they've been certified by the FDA or tested by the FDA or tested by the CDC and certified by the CDC. And the CDC actually has a website where they have listed all of the top grade of the N95 mask is something that's called a NIOSH mask. And the CDC has a site where all of those manufacturers and all of those masks are listed. And anyone can go to that site and verify if the mask that they're holding or the mask that they're purchasing is something that's been CDC verified. Now, it's not necessary, but it's just another way of verifying that someone else, some other authority, actually checked to see if your mask was manufactured in the right way. Does that help you?
So basically, yes, it helps huge, because I think when people hear, oh, a mask is made in China, well, guess what? This virus has exposed that just about everything has been made in China. In fact, a lot that the drugs, their mask things are coming from China. So the question that you are telling the listeners to ask, all of us should be asking, especially the healthcare industry, is, okay, it's not necessarily where it's made, but is it FDA registered? Has the process of the regulation, is it on the CDC site? And your product with Bogart Labs is reputable because you've been there a long time. You are the manufacturer. You're not a distributor. And you do have all those certifications. And I think it's important to understand that. Now, you've been selling a lot to, major hospitals. And we've got real estate agents. We've got a lot of people out there that need the mask. Tell us how we could get in touch with, or who we should get in touch with, or how you're making things for governors, for states. If anybody's listening, they may say, geez, I want to get a hold of Chip, and how would you like them to do that?
Well, one of the things I want to clarify something. The FDA, and many people don't know this, but the FDA has offices to do testing in just about every industrial country in the world. The FDA, the United States FDA, has specific offices just so they can test things like this. So they go out and companies bring them products. They run them through the rigors of testing, just like they do in the States. And then they put a stamp of registration that says, this product has been tested by an FDA inspector, and they put a stamp of certification on it. The CDC has a facility that will test the NIOSH mask, which is just another level. It's two separate testing processes, but they're both certifying processes. I'm sorry. It's also notable that the European community does the same thing. They have a level of registration and certification and testing procedure. And those are the things that people should be looking for when they're buying mass quantity masks, not your retailer or your retail customer. I would suggest, of course, to get in touch with us. Our website is bogartlabs.com. The telephone number, the email addresses are on the website, and we're very responsive. You'll get a call back the same day if you have any types of questions. And whether you're a client or not, we would rather you be an educated consumer, even at the distribution level, and call and ask the questions that you want answered.
I love that. So the Bogart Labs, and I think that, Chip, one of the things that I love about you is that you serve this country. You're a veteran. You are a Marine. And I think a lot of people listening really respect and appreciate that you serve the country. And I think it would be great just for that alone, but you've certainly educated us on the quality of the mask and how the process is done with the FDA and the state testing and all of these things. So, I just want to know what else you would like to say, because right now, at the live shows that Blog Talk has, and we're number 3, so obviously we have a lot of people listening. So is there anything else you'd like to say, because I know your time is very valuable, and Suzanne is going to be sharing some of her shine as well to help listeners, but any final words that you you know, they should know.
I would just recommend that everybody stay safe out there and, you know, follow the guidelines that are being given. And remember that our first responders and our medical workers right now, they need your support. They need your support as far as getting them the right equipment. But more importantly, just realize that they're the real heroes out there right now. They're the veterans. They're the ones that are on the front lines. So those are the important, you know, they're the very important people, and we need to support them in every way that we can.
Okay. Well, Chip, it's just a pleasure to have you, because I know, you know, honesty and hard work and somebody that you can trust to buy something that has a great price, that's really going to work with you and educate you. It's a rare gem to find somebody like you that does that. And it's just been a privilege to have you share with listeners how to get masks, to go to Bogart Labs, to talk to you, Chip. And we just thank you so much for taking the time, because I know you're very, very busy to be with us.
Thanks, Deb. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. Suzanne,
bye-bye.
He's just amazing. Bye-bye. God bless you. He just Suzanne.
Hello?
Yes. I was just saying that Chip is just amazing. Absolutely. His knowledge is beyond. He's like an encyclopedia, I'm dating myself, of mass manufacturing. You're
been,
a genius in marketing.
Been doing it
so,
a very long time.
Right. Why don't you tell listeners how you're connected with Chip and some of the things that you do from the marketing standpoint, and also supporting him in the education and the business end. Why don't you let listeners know about that piece, because it's very important, you know, for the complete picture.
I'm happy to do that. I do want to talk a little bit further about the mask situation. I will share that I've known Chip for a while. He is an absolute stellar man of integrity. And right now there's a lot happening out in the mask arena with, you know, people kind of viewing this as the new gold rush. And so they're all jumping on board trying to grab a piece of the money. And as Chip said, there are, you know, factories popping up that used to be toy factories, and now they're manufacturing masks. And there are brokers and people out there just trying to reach out to broker the sale of masks. So it's really important to have guys like Chip, who have been in the industry. He has a facility in China. He has Chinese-speaking employees. He works with the best products. As he said, they're all certified. So I just want to reemphasize that. Chip has been a client of mine, so I've been working with him for quite some time. I'm very familiar with his business, and this is what I do with other companies. But before I talk about what I do, I think it's much more important to stay focused right now on the mask situation, because that's why everybody is here. And,
yes,
you know,
I think it all goes together, because, you know, it was a need that the two of you saw, and you saw a need for people to help people, and you wanted to get a good quality product that you would be honest in marketing, and that's what you did. You created this for people, and, you know, that takes a lot to do something like that. So your experience, you know, has obviously enhanced this. But I like the gold rush analogy, because it is kind of like the Wild West right now. But also, what are you hearing out there from people who want a mask and need it, and some of the other facts that you'd like people to know?
Well, because we have this, as you said, wild, wild west gold rush scenario, it's been very, very difficult for a lot of care providers, hospitals, assisted living facilities, and so forth, to kind of sort through the nonsense as we started seeing, you know, a bit of a debacle with the 3M masks, and those masks becoming very difficult to obtain and being, you know, taken under control by the U.S. government. we are hearing a lot of medical facilities out there struggling to get good quality product. I spoke with one hospital that will remain unnamed, and they put their toe in the water and made a very small order from somebody representing a Chinese factory. And when they got the product, they said it practically disintegrated. I mean, it was just like, you know, tissue paper. And so they got burned. And we're hearing this from other medical facilities, and so it's made it very difficult. The other thing is that traditionally, you know, hospitals and facilities operate just like most businesses, where you place a purchase order, and then you receive the product, and then you pay. That's kind of just the standard way of doing business. But now, because we've got this supply and demand issue, and a lot of the, most of the facilities that are making these masks, they're in the position where they're not just going to start manufacturing masks without being paid up front some portion. And so that's been a bit of a rub, where a lot of facilities are now being informed, no, look, it's supply and demand. There are other people who are happy to pay up front a portion to get their masks manufactured and pay the balance upon delivery. And so that has been a problem. And there are still some large buying groups that are, you know, holding to that's not how we do business. And, you know, some of these facilities are struggling to get product because of that. We just want to make sure that all of our front line are taken care of. And then we've got the secondary, which are, as you referenced, people in real estate. We have states like Florida and Rhode Island, as an example, that have now mandated that realtors must wear a mask. And so now we've got another layer outside of the medical community where there are mandates being imposed to wear a mask. And then, of course, the CDC recommendation that everybody wear one when you go out into the public arena. And there are some concerns about, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword, Deb, because on the one hand, we want all of the medical-grade masks to be available for the medical caregivers. They're on the front lines. They're the ones being exposed. They're the ones who need it the most. So a lot of people are stepping up, and they're making and selling the cloth masks. And the concern with the cloth masks is that there aren't a lot of studies that actually demonstrate that they're really effective in holding back very contagious viruses. And typically with the traditional mask that you would buy, you wear it, it's disposable. This is why we're running out of masks, because you don't just wear the mask all day long. Caregivers are constantly changing out that mask. Every time you treat somebody, you touch the mask, you're, you know, infecting it with whatever might be on it. So they're constantly changing them out. But with a cloth mask, you know, people don't realize you need to be washing that every time. If you go out to the grocery store and you come home, that mask may have some of the virus on it. And if you then go put it on again the next time you go out, what are you doing? So you have to wash that. The other thing is it's giving a false sense of security, because the medical grade mask, the N95 actually means it prevents 95% of molecules from entering through that mask. With a cloth mask, we have no understanding of how many molecules can or cannot enter through that cloth. And so we still want people, if they're wearing a cloth mask, to still, you know, cover their mouth and their arm if they sneeze or cough, because we really don't know what molecules are exiting through that cloth, and they're maybe not as safe as people think. So that's something that I wanted to share.
No, and I think that's a really important point, because I have a lot of people, and my experience, as you know, being in the operating room for a couple of decades, you know, every time I went into a surgery, I would take lunch threw it away. And then if you went to lunch, you came back, you were observing in another case, you'd be getting a new mask. You'd be getting a new Buffon cap. You'd be getting new shoe covers. I mean, you'd be every single case you started over again. And I think that people get that false sense of security, but they can't find the mask. I have so many people saying to me, you know, how are we going to get the mask? And I hope that this radio show, the education that you and Chip have provided, that this will get passed on to the governors, to the real estate directors, to the people that are really all of us that, you know, you're telling us we need masks, but where do we get them? How do we find them? And then people resort to just making them out of cloth on their sewing machine because they just can't find them. So how would you like people to get in touch with you and problem? Or what do you think the reason is that, you know, we need to connect with these people because everybody wants the mask. And I think that there's such a good resource here that I just want to make sure that it's getting to the right people that can get the decisions to place the orders for those of us that want.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're definitely in unprecedented times right now. And a lot of this, everybody is just scrambling to try to figure it out and to deal with it. I think, you know, the individual, you know, that I've seen people as I've been out and about, they're finding masks, whether they're finding them online or they just happen to get lucky walking into a store, you know, Walgreens or someplace. And again, a lot of people are making their own masks. The concern that I have is for the companies that have a liability. So let's talk about the real estate industry as an example, because you're in that industry and realtors are out, even though things have slowed, they are out in the public arena. They are meeting with people. People are being exposed to things. And all of these real estate companies could potentially be viewed as having a liability if they have people out there who are not wearing masks right now. So that's when you have to look at those companies should be taking a very hard look at making a purchase of masks to provide to the people, their employees, their independent workers, depending again on the industry that they're in. But then when we take that a little bit further, it's very well documented that every season, every cold and flu season, every corporation out there with employees coming into the office knows the cost in lost productivity to the bottom line because of the cold and flu season. And it's never been mandated to wear a mask during that season. You know, I don't know that that will actually end up happening in companies, but I think this whole pandemic is creating a certain awareness around what we're doing to stay safer when we are in these cold and flu seasons. And I think also we're going to start seeing shifts where a lot of employees feel like, I have to go to work, even though I'm sick, I have to go to work. I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to get penalized.
Right.
So they're going in, they're sick, they're spreading it. And I think what's happening now is interesting because companies are seeing they can still have forward movement with their employees working from home. So they know moving forward, I think we're going to start seeing more mandates inside of corporations where if you are sick or you are exhibiting any type of symptoms.
Yeah, you have to go home. Because that is
and
like
thing I want to add is I also think whether from a liability standpoint and or from a lost revenue to the bottom line standpoint, I think we may see big corporations now start thinking about having a supply of masks on hand for the cold and flu season to provide to employees who either want them to feel safer when they're at work or if somebody comes in and they are exhibiting symptoms, to give them a mask and send them home. I think we may start seeing some of that happening.
No, I think we're definitely going to see that. And with the three stages for opening that have been, you know, given by the White House, you know, if you're sick, you're supposed to be going right home. But masks are definitely something. So for those listening that are working in a company, somebody like me, who I'm calling the National Board of Realtors, because I am absolutely, I have to have somebody sign something to see a house. I have to have a mask for myself. I have to have a mask for the person looking at. It's just a mandate. You can be fined. So if you're going to tell me I have to have a mask, then you should be providing it to me or giving it to me at a cost that's fair. But I think there's a lot of people that have to have masks and then they can't get them. So I want them to be able to do that and have the education and talk to you and have a resource for maybe their employer or somebody else, because I think this is very frustrating. You're told you have to do something and then you can't get the product to accomplish the goal. And
absolutely.
You know, and Chip's manufacturing plant is FDA registered. He has it on the CDC. He's got a great price. It is a bulk order, but you know, I think that that's similar to and very fair, considering, you know, what people need anyway, because a lot of people get in touch with you, Suzanne, if they want to make an order or want to talk to you more or want to have you maybe talk to the president of their company or their CEO or somebody in their ordering department.
Sure. They can send me an email to Suzanne, Suzanne, at strategiesthatconvert.com. Suzanne at strategiesthatconvert. I know that's a bit long. I'm also happy to share my alternate email address if people have a problem with that, and it is S, my first initial S, my last name Duret, Duret, at me.com, sduray@me.com. I am happy to talk with people. I am happy to explore how we can help assist them or to strategize how to accommodate getting masks for people. You know, there are logistics involved. If you're a big corporation, you're a big, let's say, real estate firm, and you've got people all around the country, and logistically you've got concerns there. We can strategize how to keep compliant in the states like Florida, Rhode Island that we've talked about, where it's now mandated to wear masks. We can explore those things. So just reach out to me and we will talk about it. And then when it makes sense, we will get on a call with Chip Jackson, who we just spoke with, and we'll look at things from an ordering standpoint. We'll talk about the different options and the pricing and the quantities and deliveries. And I think it's important also to note, Chip didn't mention this, but unlike a lot of other manufacturing companies, all of Chip's quotes for products include shipping. And so a lot of times people are not comparing apples to apples. They might get a lower price and not realize that by the time you add the shipping, it's actually more expensive than some of the other prices that you're getting that include shipping.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point, because you have to compare the shipping, because if you have a price and then you have to add the shipping later, you know, your bottom line could be a lot better. And,
yes.
You know, I think
I
really...
If I could also ask... anybody who's reaching out, whether to Chip directly or to me, it would be very helpful to reference how you learned about us, that you learned about us from Deb Scott's show on Blog Talk Radio. We would greatly appreciate that.
Oh, that would be nice. Yes. We always like that. And that's what we're here for. And, you know, the show is about people that are making a difference in the world and people that take their time, treasure, and talents, and do some the needs of other people. And you, with your background in problem solving and business development and the sales process, and you work so much with startups, you brainstormed and birthed this great idea with Chip on the mask, so that you need that people have and do it fairly and in a way that people can trust, with all the certification. And I think that this education for most listeners is something that they haven't heard before. So I hope that, you know, I hope all of you out there have peace of mind, and you will get in touch with Suzanne. But, you know, I really am amazed at you taking the time to create this, because this was, you know, it's like, hey, there's a problem out there in the country. I've got to help. And you're and this is how you can help. And if more people were like that, we'd be in a better position. But I really think that your company needs a plug as well, because you do work with a lot of other companies. But I do want to give you an opportunity to plug your business, because you do a lot to help people, you know, just function more smoothly and efficiently.
Well, I appreciate that, Deb. Yes, I've been at this a very long time. I've worked from, you know, the high level of big corporations down to, you know, the middle companies, small companies, and even some startups. And, you know, I always talk about the fact that we all get too close to our own businesses or our own departments or divisions or roles and responsibilities, and we start to miss things. And so I'm a real proponent of what I call outside eyeballs, where you bring in somebody from the outside, whether it's myself or somebody else, who has the capacity to really look at the big picture and the fine small picture of what it is that you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish, and work with you to take things to the next level, to resolve issues, and oftentimes find issues that you didn't even know were there lurking, just getting ready to rear their ugly head. It's really important, and I also think it's very, very important for companies to do sort of what I call an annual checkup. I mean, we do annual checkups for ourselves physically, and usually there's nothing wrong, but we're doing it just to make sure. Well, companies need to be doing the same thing, because I can't tell you how many times I will start spending time with a company doing the deep dive and finding all types of issues that they didn't even know existed that were costing them money, or they were leaving money on the table, or they had something about to blow up in their face that they weren't aware of. So with that said, you know, I'm happy to talk with any business owners or corporate executives who want to learn a little bit more about how I can help them. But again, today is really about doing everything that we can to help with this current situation with the pandemic and making sure that we've got people protected. That is the number one priority.
It is. And, you know, I mean, this isn't going away in a day. This is going to have to, you know, we need these. We need these now. And I think that part of the problem with the ordering is people think, oh, well, it's just in stock and I can get it tomorrow. They have to think that these things are being built, and it takes, you know, maybe 10 days. So by the time you wait and think you're going to get somebody else that's not going to have the FDA registration, it's not going to be on the CDC site, you're going to want your mask, and then you can't get them. So you should have just, you know, saved yourself the time and ordered right away, like right now, today, at this moment, and then you'll have them. And you'll know.
It's already happening. I mean, we've been experiencing this now for weeks, where we'll talk to, you know, a hospital purchasing director or some other medical entity, and they're holding out for the 3M masks, or they're holding out for masks that are here in the United States that they can get in a day, or they're holding out for, you know, traditional purchasing terms. And 3 weeks later, we're following up, our team is following up, and they're still in the same boat. And so at some point, you've just got to make a good educated decision and just understand, look, yes, times are different. We all know this isn't the way it's normally done, but you've got to take action. And that's what we're here for. Chip will hop on the phone as he has with anybody who just wants to get their comfort level and get a good understanding of the differences. He talked about, you know, 3M is just a brand. It's not the actual mask. It's the N95. It's the NIOSH. He will educate and provide, you know, any insights he can. So, again, we're all here to help, and we want people to be safe.
I know. Well, you've been very generous with your time, and I just wanted to make sure that, you know, the show, I really believe that this is something of value to everybody, and, you know, we have over 1 million downloads, 0.6 million downloads now. We're still coming back, and we're number 3 live, so I'm pretty excited about that. We're getting our listeners, and, you know, this is about having people that you can trust. That's why it's the Best People We Know show, everybody. I only bring you the people that I would work with. I only bring you the people that I believe in, the only people that I know, like, and trust. And I know, like, and trust Suzanne. I've known her for a very long time, and Chip, and she's known Chip for a very long time. So we have a problem out there. We have a need. Solution. And Suzanne and Chip are more than happy to speak with you. So if somebody's listening, this is how the show grows. This show is brought to you by you. So please tweet, Facebook, email the link, send it to somebody that needs it. It has been huge. I've had some people calling me just from Twitter. So let's just, you know, make sure that everybody is taken care of. Suzanne, people can find you again at Strategies That Convert, and Chip is at Bogart Labs. And on the homepage for Blog Talk, all the links are there. And I just can't thank you enough for doing this. It's a lot of hard work. And, you know, that's what you're good at, is creating companies and putting things together. And like you say, have those eyeballs from afar and know how to put all the pieces together so that they're together perfectly. You know, it's really amazing what you and Chip have done. And thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Deb. And we both really appreciate that you took the time to do this type of a show on your program. It really speaks volumes to your concern and your desire to try to make a difference as well while we all go through this together. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you heard it. We all help each other. And right now we have to help each other, you guys, more than ever. So please share this show with a friend. Get in touch with Suzanne. You can hear her. She's just a love bug. She's educational. She's smart. Chip is great, and he served our country. Some answers here for you. That's what we take pride in this show, is bringing you real solutions for real people during times of need. And I know that Suzanne and Chip can help so many people out there. So thank you again for listening. Make sure that you follow us on our Blog Talk Radio page. There's a little blue button down there on us, and you'll get all the updates, and you'll get our Best People We Know newsletter. I think one went out this morning, and I got a lot of people that were very excited to see that the show is back up and running, and I'm just really excited to be back with everybody. I missed you guys, and having you, Suzanne, on the show. So I thank you so very much, you and Chip. And get in touch with Suzanne, you guys. Strategies That Convert. What's that email? One more time, and then I'm going to do the outro, Suzanne.
Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, at strategiesthatconvert.com, or S-D-U-R-E-T at me.com. Thank you,
okay.
Debbie. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, and we'll see you soon on the next show next week, you guys.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greensskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.